Hey Tribe, so today I want to talk to you about a really important concept. And before we get into all about it, I want you to just kind of think for a minute. When you think about yourself, and if I was going to say, let's make a list of things that are right about you, and then let's make a list of the things that are wrong, which list would be easier for you to make? I think the unfortunate thing in life is as we have always kind of been taught as a society not to look for what's right. If you think about even when we parent ourselves or when we were parented, we're told no. I used to know the statistic, but it's something like 10 to 1. We are told what not to do. Like, as a species, our brain is kind of pre-wired to keep us out of danger and trouble. So if you think about it, it's like, don't say that, don't act like that, don't touch that, don't do that. We're kind of conditioned in our life to seek what's wrong. And so as you grow up and you become an adult, you know, and you don't need to be told all the time what not to do, you have to think about your internal programming. It's used to hearing that, so it's used to doing the same thing internally. Now, I bring this up because it's really important. Everything that I'm teaching you in PNP Tribe is basically coming down to the foundation of you will succeed the moment that you can take the things that happen, like your overeats, eating off plan, your choices and stuff, and you can remove the judgment piece out and just take a look at actually what happened, not assess if it should or shouldn't have happened, or if this means I'm right, I'm bad, or I'm anything. And it's just like, here was the overeat, here's actually what I ate, and in order to lose weight, I will need to next time think, do, and respond these ways. Like, if you think about when we talk about our overeating and stuff, that is not how we do it. It's like, oh my God, I had an overeat. I'm going to fucking gain weight. That means I'm a loser. Do you know, like in 1983, I did a diet and I failed that one too. Like, our brain goes like explosive on figuring out how we're wrong. And that is because we're just trained to look for what's wrong. So the reason why I share this is because what we've learned about the brain and what we've learned about things is it doesn't matter how you've been trained. What matters is how you will continue to train it. It matters what you're going to do next. It matters about what you're going to be thinking next. So what I want you to do, all of you, is to think about how often are you acknowledging what you're doing right? Are you even comfortable doing it? And if you're not, guess what? The only way to get comfortable doing it is to start doing it and to see that it's not a big deal to acknowledge when you're doing things right. When you start acknowledging things right, some of your programming doo-doo will come up. Things like, I'm being braggy. This is going to slow me down. I need to talk negative to myself in order to motivate myself. Those kinds of thoughts will naturally come up. And if you have those, that's where we start using phase two of no BS. You start uncovering thoughts like that by asking simple questions of yourself. You write it in that blue block that is inside your PNP planner, and then you start plugging it into the models. A model would be like if you had an overeat and your thought was, I'm never going to get this right. That's a thought that's going to always hamper you because that's going to feel defeating. And when we feel defeated, what we end up doing is we usually go into a negative spin cycle about ourselves. We generate more bullshit thinking. We generate more bullshit feelings. And the most of us, the way that we are responding right now to feeling bad is by eating to alleviate feeling bad for the moment. And then the result is you never give yourself a chance to make new choices. So if you had an overeat, rather than thinking, I'm never going to get this right, you could think a thousand other things. This was just one overeat. This is something I can learn from. There has to be a lesson in this. There's like, I want you to think about it. I don't need to get them all right to lose weight, is another thought. I'm open to believing this time could be different. I'm open to believing this is just something I did, and it's possible I can learn a new way. There's lots of thoughts that we could be having. That is the beauty of phase two. That is the beauty of going through really understanding how we think, how we feel, and how we act. Because most of us, we're eating in response to negative thinking that we are applying to ourselves that no one has ever told us is optional. We think we're eating because of our jobs. We think we're eating because of our life circumstances and stuff. I'm going to allow all of you to have a pass when you're new that, yeah, you may have a shitty job. You may have some of those things. But there is a whole level of thinking that you apply to yourself that if we could erase, you might show up differently for all those things. And then we can work on thinking and changing our stories around some of the bigger circumstances of life. The first one, though, we have to change the perception of ourselves. We have to change how we talk to ourselves in the moments, in all the little times. So I want you to do, like, if you want to do the work from the beginning of just like, which list would be easier for me? What are my reasons for it being easier? Like, what do I tell myself about it being easier to think about the wrong things and stuff? It's because of how I was raised. It's because of all these things. Just understanding a lot of that sometimes, guys, takes a lot of pressure off of you. Because most of you will think you're broken. You're not broken. This is just what's been happening. No one's ever told you that we get to just think different if we want to. We can just, like, leave all that behind if you just want to. You don't need a therapist and a dramatic session, and you don't need to dig deep into the bones and find skeletons and everything. It's like, if I just don't want to believe what my parents told me at 12 anymore, I'm like 45, I get to do that. What? I mean, I can just assume they were always wrong. They didn't know better. That that's in the past. It's irrelevant to today. I'm a grown-ass woman. I get to think how I want. What? Like, people don't tell us that stuff. So, the other part, though, that I would challenge all of you is that if you want something really simple to just do that's actionable and you can do every day for the next 7 days, I challenge you to every single day write 3 things that are right about me. And if you're trying to lose weight, I would focus in on weight loss. I would focus in on 3 things that are right about my body right now. 3 things that are right about my eating right now. 3 things that are right about me and my ability to lose weight right now. Not the future stuff, none of that. And then every day for 7 days, you can't repeat anything. This will be a challenge for a lot of you, but it'll be so good. Your brain has to be rewired to think in a new way. Everybody wants to know, well, how do you do that? You, every single opportunity you have, when you have any kind of thought that's not working for you, any kind of shady thought, every time you make a mistake, every time you overeat, every time someone yells at you or whatever, if you used every one of those opportunities to listen to what you think and decide to think something different on purpose, that is how you would rewire your brain. You do not need all the other stuff to go away. You just need to start training your brain. There's an alternative. This isn't the only story. It's not just this one. Here's something else we could think, because I guarantee you, right now, every time you have a negative thought, if you feed it with food, your brain's getting a payoff for continuing to have that negative thought. If every time you have a negative thought, you change it to something that feels lighter, easier, and better, your brain gets a payoff over there. It's going to want to go to wherever the payoff is. So choose your payoffs wisely. All right, guys.